speaking.
Yes, hi, this is Janice Parks.
Oh, yes, Janice.
Hello.
Hi, okay, thank you for calling back. So I believe you spoke with Monica regards to the rate?
Yes, and we reached, you know, an agreement on that.
Okay, so you're ready to go ahead?
Yeah, I have a question. Like, I mean, I know you were going to explain to me how all this works, but as far as the start date goes, I do have a second job that I work, you know, but my, you know, my girlfriend and I, we figured out, you know, the days that I could do it, but I had figured on a Wednesday, and I want to give them, you know, time to just tell them that I will not be working Wednesdays anymore, but I figured I would do this, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like, 6 hours since, you know, I have 18, but I was wondering, like, if I started, like, even say tomorrow, I'm sure it's probably too soon, but do I have to have, like, set days, or can I just make my own days?
So we do set days. I mean, I put in a schedule for you.
Right.
You can always change it, you know, if something doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You can always work a different day, just let us know. But meaning, you know, officially it has to be set time.
Right, because the thing is I would not be able to do the Wednesdays until after next Wednesday.
Okay.
Which means I would not be able, I guess, to start until after next Wednesday.
Just not on Wednesday?
Well, no, I would be able to start, but I wanted to include Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh.
But I want to give them, you know, notice that I'm not going to be working for them Wednesdays anymore.
Right.
So I don't know how that would
work.
You're
not going to be working Wednesdays until after next week?
Well, yeah, I'd like to give them, you know, like some notice, you know, sitting in front of somebody for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then until you do the Wednesdays, will you do a different day or just skip it altogether?
Well, I'm just going to skip it altogether for the second job because I work there Sunday and Wednesday. I'm just going to drop the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because what she needs, you know, she needs me home, you know, most of the time. We're trying to still negotiate with her insurance company for more hours because
mm-hmm.
I knew what happened. The paperwork got mixed up. And originally they said 30 and then they said 18. But on Sunday, when I go in, I only go in like at 3 o'clock. So it would only be like 3 to 11. And she would be okay for a little bit. You know, until I get home. But
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be home as much as I can for her. Because mm-hmm. during the day, you know, she mostly sleeps, and, you know, the afternoon, she gets up, you know, late in the afternoon. So that's when I need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm trying to walk around for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to, you know, like, cut it, like, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like, you know, something like 4 to 10.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like 4 to 10. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Monica. Yeah, but there kind of is a problem because, you know, I can't do the first Wednesday because, you know, I mean, in all fairness to my job, I would like to tell them, hey, look, after next Wednesday, I can't do them anymore. Because I'd like to give them a little bit of notice.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. So I'll tell you what, I'm putting the schedule in for Monday, Wednesday, Friday going forward. But you do not, that doesn't mean that you have to work next week, Wednesday. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
so I just do 2 days then, right?
Yeah, so then it's just going to be 2 days,
okay.
Right? Do you,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Do you want me to put a different schedule for just next week?
Well, I mean, if I could, you know, like, I would like to start, you know, Friday. If that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that'll, you know, break up your schedule that you have.
So actually, the authorization is dated for the 16th. So,
uh-huh.
Did you work on the 16th, which was on Monday?
No, I didn't. No, yesterday? Well, Monday, I didn't get my TB test back yet. I went Saturday, and then Monday was the holiday, and then I guess we just got it back today because she called me today.
Yeah, but we could, I mean, if in the event that you work, then we might be able to back pay. That's what I'm asking.
No, I didn't work.
You didn't work. Yes,
they haven't even explained to me anything yet, like how I, you know, I'm set up on the phone or anything, so.
Oh, for sure. No. That's going to go. I'm going to have someone reach out to you shortly.
Okay.
Larry is her name. She's going to be your coordinator going forward. She's going to give you all the instructions that you need to clock in and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How it goes is that if you don't have the clock in information, like if we back pay in the event, then we can always do a timesheet. That's the option that we have.
Okay. One question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one question. Like, I know you guys are way up in Philly. Would I ever have to go up to the office?
No, you wouldn't have to come down to the office.
Yeah, because that's kind of, that's not going to happen for me.
Everything can be done over the phone or electronically.
Yeah.
As you see, your sign up didn't have to involve anything, you know, any going down. So.
Right. And I was just wondering because somebody also told me working in Philly, I would pay a Philly wage tax.
The what?
Would there be a Philadelphia wage tax for me, you know, working in a company based out of Philly?
I'm sorry, again, the phone is just not clear. I'm trying to hear what you're saying.
Somebody, you know, had mentioned to me that, you know, working out of, you know, an agency in Philly, there would be a Philly wage tax.
Philly wage, you're saying?
Yeah, like a Philly wage tax for working in Philadelphia.
I'm not sure I understand what your question is.
All right. One, you know, like they take my taxes. They said because I would be working technically out of Philly, there would be a wage tax?
So that you would have to ask HR. You can ask Monica about
it. Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't know, you know, any of these things.
Mm. No, I was just wondering because I didn't know that, you know, there was an office branch in I think it was Drexel Hill, and I was wondering, you know, if, like, she could transfer me down there if need be, you know, so I don't have to pay the taxes, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that's something I guess
you can ask
her. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else that I need to do? I mean, this is everything I would talk to Monica about, I guess, or?
Yeah. So actually, let me just confirm with you the start date. When do you think you can start working?
Well, I guess it would be next week, you said. I mean, I would like to start Friday, but then you said that would mess up everything.
No, you can start Friday. That's not a problem. I mean, if you can start sooner, that's even better. Are you going to work
today? I can't work today because today is my Wednesday at my other job.
Oh, right, your other job. Mm-hmm.
See, what I'm trying to do, you know, like I had said, I want to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I don't want to screw up anything because you said it would be a set schedule.
Right. But as I said, there could be flexibility, meaning it should be a set schedule, but you can always change it around. You don't
right,
have to
but
always stick to it, but I'm saying, you know, it's just generally, just stick to it.
Well, I mean, I could do tomorrow, but, you know, how I would like to, you know, just do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but
you would like to do just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's up to you.
And that's what I do is I do a couple hours today and then just split them up between. But I figured it'd just be easy to do 6, 6, and 6, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I get home around 3:30, 3:45, and, you know, I can start at 4 o'clock. And, you know, she usually goes to bed around, I don't know, 10:30, 11. So I figure, you know, 4 to 10. That would work the easiest. That's the thing I figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Would be easier. I mean, like I said, you know, Saturday I'm home all day. Sunday I'm home half the day. And, you know, like, until we get more hours, you know, still have to, you know, just manage on, you know, like, the Sunday. She does have a call button, too, so she's going to get that Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, like, if she does manage to get more hours, it would be great, but right now there's some kind of issue where, like, her doctors didn't give the paperwork that they were supposed to. She has to get new paperwork. I don't know what the issue was.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has to be reevaluated or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually do that when they approve for more hours. You know, they do an assessment and...
Yeah, because what had happened was, you know, when we saw the coordinator, what's her name is, Alexis, she had put that, you know, I'm just going to work for home helpers. Because, you know, honestly, like, I know of the agencies because I work at, you know, like a senior center right now, and I see all the caregivers come in, and, you know, trying to find something close to home, but they would not take her her Medicare. So, and then, you know, I was looking, and then, you know, it turned out that you guys took her first because, you know, Alexis got working for me. So, you know, I don't know what happened, but it was written down that you know, she was going to go under home helpers for 30 hours, and something got screwed up. So now we have to fix that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned something about working today just a few hours, not the regular schedule. Did I hear correctly?
Well, no, not today. It would be Thursday, because today I will be at Marist Grove, you know, right after work. I get there about 3:30 to 11.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I would like to honestly, you know, stay with a set schedule so it's not so confusing.
Okay, not a problem. So I'll put it in then for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 10, right? Sounds good?
Yeah, so the thing is, though, is I won't be working next Wednesday. Can I change that somehow?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll make a note of that you're not going to be working on the Wednesday, next week Wednesday.
Right, so it'll go Monday, Friday, and then the following week it'll go Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yes.
Okay. So I can choose it, like just say I don't want to work on a Wednesday. I don't have to. Is what you're saying. Like, I have up to 18, whether I use them or not.
Right, you have up to 18. Really, you can discuss it on, you know, in depth with your coordinator, Valeria.
Uh-huh.
She's going to reach out, you know. She's the one that does the coordination.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just here to help, you know, with the paperwork and everything, setting everything up. So
yeah, I'm, you know, fairness,
you
know, my job. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Great. So she'll reach out to you shortly, okay?
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Okay. My pleasure. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.